What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, October 21st, 2020, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting at long, slow, glide down to Pauha on a Friday. We have a lot to talk about today. It's been a very busy news day, and we're going to try and get through as much of the news as we can before we open up those phone lines. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. A reminder that tomorrow in our second hour, Amin Bundy will be our guest talking about developments that have happened since the standoff at the Bundy Ranch. And so I'm sure you're all looking forward to that here. All righty. Starting with a little bit light scientific news here. As we mentioned during yesterday's show, NASA's OSIRIS-REx spacecraft, basically, they're calling it a touchdown, but it was really more like a brush by. Where it extended its 11-foot robotic arm, kind of like a pogo stick, and bounced on the asteroid surface of asteroid Bennu to collect dirt, dust, and pebbles before the craft launched back into space. And now it's basically moving away from the asteroid, starting its long trip back to planet Earth. It's due to arrive in 2023, That's going to be exciting stuff. Interestingly enough, the foreign press carried this story all over the place, but I'm not really seeing it get a lot of coverage in the American corporate press. I've been watching Fox News all day, not even a mention. Now, maybe it's because of my personal biases here, but, you know, to me, this is a big deal. All right, getting on to domestic politics here and the story that will not go away, Hunter Biden and his laptop. And I miscalculated. I thought the sleazy part, the sexy part, the child sex part, wasn't going to break until the first part of next week. I was wrong. It's starting to come on out now. And there is a story from thegatewaypundit.com where it's basically talking that one-third of the explicit photos of minors in Hunter Biden's laptop were of the same 14-year-old girl who apparently is one of Hunter Biden's relatives. And not only were there inappropriate photos of the child on her own, some of them were topless, but Hunter Biden was in some of them with her in extremely explicit poses. Now, basically, there's two sources on this, and again, getting back to my personal biases on certain things here, a lot of people, a lot of voters are probably going to get a little bit confused trying to work out the Burisma corruption and who got the money for access and really isn't this what they all do and I really not make sense of it. But this sort of thing, sex with a 14-year-old girl and probably some others as well, if we're to believe the source coming out of China, this is something everyone can understand. And I think the vast majority of voters are going to find this aberrant behavior. And again, the Democrats' defense is, well, Hunter Biden isn't running for president. No, he isn't. But on the other hand, if Joe Biden can't manage his own family, he certainly can't manage a country. That's the position I'm taking. Now, Rudy Giuliani is out there talking about what he found on Hunter's hard drive. It's a video. We've linked it to whatreallyhappened.com. The same thing. Pictures of underage children in compromising positions. I'm trying to keep this as polite and clean as I can here. But the sleaze is definitely starting to surface here. And apparently, you know, there was a report yesterday that Rudy Giuliani was over at the Delaware police station. And apparently what he did is he turned over the alleged photos of underage girls from Hunter's hard drive to the police. So we've got this new dimension. I mean, you know, you've got the crack and the cronyism and the corruption, which should, you know, have caught the attention of the corporate media, but instead they're out there trying to suppress it. But now we've got this dimension that, you know, he's been fooling around with young, this 14-year-old girl, you know, is a relative, and coming on top of the fact that he had an affair with his brother's widow, you know, it's this is not really appropriate behavior around children. Okay. So some of the actual texts are coming on out. And in one, Hunter Biden is communicating to Joe Biden what has been going on with this 14-year-old girl and what his therapist said about it. And so Joe Biden knew what was going on, which means Joe Biden technically is guilty of misprision of child porn because he should have reported this and he didn't. Okay. Now, Dinesh D'Souza is out there saying, look at what's going on with Hunter Biden's laptop and the 14-year-old relative and all the other children with the, you know, the underage obsessive photos, to use the One American News Network's term here. And then go back and look at all those videos of Joe Biden, you know, just, you know, sniffing little girls' hair and pawing at women and very inappropriate behavior. And start to wonder, is this like a family trait, or did Hunter Biden learn this behavior from Joe? Okay. There's another smoking gun email that's come on out there. It was obtained by the New York Post, and it shows that Joe Biden did lie when he said he's never spoken to his son about his overseas business dealings. Because the smoking gun email shows that Joe Biden did meet with Hunter's Ukraine partners. According to an email dated April 17, 2015, Biden, who was then the sitting vice president, met in person with Vadim Pozharsky, an advisor to the board of Burisma. Now, the date of the email is important. The meeting between Pozharsky and then Vice President Biden would have taken place 8 months before Biden threatened to withhold $1 billion of U.S. aid from Ukraine unless the country agreed to fire a prosecutor who was looking into Burisma. The prosecutor was fired, and Joe Biden actually bragged about it, about how he'd gotten this guy canned. Now, Joe Biden is out there saying, well, they've dropped the Russian plot. That's not polling very well. But Joe Biden is out there saying, well, it's just a smear campaign. There's nothing to it. And he's insisting his son never profited off his family name, except that Hunter Biden himself, you know, in an interview said, you know, if your last name wasn't Biden, do you think you would have been asked to be on the board of Burisma? This was asked by ABC News' Amy Rohrbach in an October 15th, 2019 interview. And given that Hunter Biden has got zero experience in the oil industry or the energy industry, and considering he was being paid $50,000 a month, yeah, we think something is definitely going on there. Apparently, the ex-president of Poland is now out there saying that Hunter Biden did, in fact, profit off of Joe Biden's name here. Now, the FBI is now officially acknowledging they are in possession of Hunter Biden's laptop. We know they got it last December. But officially, they neither confirmed or denied it. Today, they are confirming they are in possession of the laptop. They have every confidence it belonged to Hunter Biden, and everything on it is accurate. So the FBI and the Department of Justice are in agreement with the Director of National Intelligence, Ratcliffe, in his assessment that Hunter Biden's laptop and emails are not part of a Russian disinformation campaign. And like I said, they seem to have dropped that one today because it's not polling very well. After all, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Now, which is really going on, that's interesting. The Secret Service has released the logs of when Joe Biden was vice president, and he and his family, including Hunter, were under Secret Service protection. And apparently, the dates and locations of travel match those in the emails exactly, which is another confirmation they are, in fact, the real deal and not somebody's fantasy here. Okay, so the feds are confirming the Biden emails are authentic. And so these 50 former intelligence officials quoted by the corporate media, they were wrong. And of course, how would they know one way or the other? They didn't have access to the hard drive copies or the original laptop. They just got rounded up by the corporate media to say, we have 50. And of course, it ends in a zero. 50 ends in a zero. You should distrust that anyway. Anytime the corporate media comes out with a number that ends in a zero or a five, distrust it. Okay. So Piers Morgan is out there slamming Joe Biden's tantrums and lack of denial over Sun Hunter's emails during the Tucker Carlson interview. And he's blasting big tech and corporate media for trying to cover up the scandal, which they're really trying to do. And they're still out there trying to do that. So Piers Morgan is saying Joe Biden has to address the corruption allegations against his son, Hunter Biden, and against himself, and not just say it's a smear campaign, because nobody's going to buy that with all the evidence that's coming on out. Now, Glenn Greenwald appeared on Tucker Carlson's show Monday night, criticizing the media for its lack of response to the Hunter Biden laptop story. And Greenwald also criticized the intelligence community activity in domestic elections, which the CIA is certainly not supposed to do, and posed the question that even if Russians are behind the story, it just requires journalistic investigation in case Biden is compromised. And that is the word you should be paying attention to, because a future President Biden is now subject to control by Ukrainian interests, who can blackmail him and his son Hunter, and with Chinese interests, who can blackmail Joe and his son Hunter. So Joe Biden has become a national security risk. I definitely think we need to keep that in mind. Right. Okay, we just had a little technical glitch there. All righty, story coming on out of townhall.com. The media officially becomes the communication department for Joe Biden, and you know, basically following the publication of the New York Post story, following the story of the laptop, and how a copy of the hard drive was turned over to the Post, apparently through Rudy Giuliani and Steve Bannon. But at this particular point, the copy of the hard drive appears to be an exact copy of what the FBI now has in their possession. The FBI has not indicated in any way that the hard drives don't line up. Okay, Project Veritas has scored another one, and they got Google's head of global analysis on tape, on video, saying that platforms are influencing you in a way you didn't sign up for. And certainly we didn't sign up to have our heads messed with by social media. And, you know, it's another reason we should be finding some other way to communicate. You know, start sending these stories about the laptop around using email. All right, big tech goes all in. A super PAC bankrolled by Silicon Valley moguls is preparing a massive TV advertising campaign to help Joe Biden against President Donald Trump. They've got $100 million in there, which includes at least $22 million from Facebook co-founder Dustin Moskovitz. Now, what's going on here? This is not out of the goodness of their heart. Now they're afraid. They realize they stepped way over a line. And everybody knows they were trying to help Biden against Trump. And if Trump wins re-election, they know he's going to come after them. You know, when you go after a king and you don't succeed in deposing or killing him, you can expect a bunch of stuff coming back your other way. And that's exactly what's going to happen. So the Silicon Valley moguls, they're pouring the money into the Biden campaign or to try and help Biden because they're scared of a Trump presidency, of a Trump re-election. Project Veritas, another score, another explosive video. This time the Google's ad manager, Adriano Amaduzzi, was caught on camera saying that Google could meddle, censor out news from the search engine, or actually stopping right-wing parties from advertising. He went on to say that Google can offer free advertising credits to Democratic parties for advertising. Now, to me, that represents an in-kind campaign donation. And there are certain campaign finance laws that come to bear on this. Over at Facebook, there's a whistleblower that says there's a hate speech engineering group that is largely staffed with Chinese nationals. And apparently, this report, again, by the New York Post, reveals at least half a dozen Chinese nationals are working with Facebook to develop complex algorithms and neural networks for censoring news feeds. Now, lately, Republicans and just ordinary citizens, ordinary users, have been infuriated by Facebook and Twitter for their limitations and, in some cases, complete banning of the New York Post article about Hunter Biden. All righty. Prison, if you will. Hunter Biden's former business associate, Bevin Cooney, has flipped on the Bidens and provided a huge amount of email. Apparently, he provided the password to his online email server, which has huge amounts of email in it. And it confirms the influence peddling operation. And so Bevin Cooney has now been moved out of his normal prison cell, and he's been put someplace for increased security. And they're not saying where he's been moved to, whose custody he's in, but they're trying to keep him alive because obviously he has become a liability to the Biden campaign. All righty, getting on to the election itself, 13 days away. New state polls show narrowing leads for Joe Biden in the key battleground states, including a single point edge in Florida and North Carolina. Now, the pollster who correctly predicted that Trump would win in 2016 says Trump is on track for re-election with the help of what he describes as hidden support from quiet voters who don't do polls. And that's a good reason to be distrusting a lot of these media polls. We've been seeing all the Antifa, Black Lives Matter, fanatical liberal Democrats, Biden people going around tearing up Trump signs, literally threatening Trump supporters. So, of course, they're going to stay quiet about their preferences. In fact, Fox News had a story earlier today. 68% of Trump supporters are afraid to admit that's who they're going to vote for. And that tells you immediately that the polls showing that Biden is doing well are a fantasy, an absolute, absolute fantasy. Another aspect that people may not be paying attention to is the Black and Latino voters. Now, they delivered a Trump miracle in 2016. We already know that the Black vote is 25% for Donald Trump and may be going up. But the current numbers are suggesting that Trump is going to get a large chunk of the Black and Latino vote. Okay. Now, down in Texas, poll watcher Raymond T. Stewart, who's a retired police officer, has submitted a sworn affidavit that was provided to the Harris County District Attorney's Office. That affidavit alleges that a Houston precinct judge and staff illegally used a stack of driver's licenses in their possession to allow people to vote illegally in the 2020 election at a drive-through voting window created by the coronavirus pandemic. Stewart's affidavit was accompanied by photographs showing the stack of driver's licenses right there on the counters. This is the crookedest election in American history. Apparently, over in Germantown, Maryland, they caught on camera a poll worker filling out blank ballots or changing existing ones. So everybody's out there trying to reassure you that the election is going to be honest and fair, and you should have no doubts when Biden steals it. But apparently, according to this article that came out of the Epoch Times here, officials are trying to allay concerns that voter portals allow canceling of other voters' mail-in ballots in some states. Apparently, election security is so lax in some states that someone could spy on other people's mail-in ballots and even cancel their ballots with only basic personal information that's easily available online. However, spokesmen for the state's election authorities assure that measures are in place to prevent such tampering. Well, of course, they're always going to say that. You know, nobody's going to get out there and say, yeah, our elections are totally crooked here. They're not going to do that here. All right. So looking forward to the election, one way or the other. Televangelist Pat. Oh, there's the music. We got to take a break for commercial. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
welcome back to our show here, and again, a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs you. They need your support. We don't have any large donors or corporations pouring money all over us, because apparently the truth is considered unprofitable. So we need your help, and we extend a heartfelt thank you to those of you who've already donated to keep us going here. And for those of you who have yet to donate, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. All right, getting on back to the news here. Pat Robertson is predicting Trump will win re-election and then bring about the end times. It will be the end of the world. And apparently at one point he said, there'll be an asteroid that will strike the planet. Okay, so that's his take. Elizabeth Warren is out there saying that Donald Trump threatens the existence of human life, of all life on this planet. It's definitely getting extreme in these last days, counting down to the election. Now, in my old home state, New Hampshire, something ugly is going on. Homeowners are receiving these threatening letters over their Trump 2020 lawn displays. And apparently they received letters threatening to burn down their homes if the presidential election did not result in a victory for Joe Biden. The letters were received by one resident in Milford and another in the nearby town of Brookline, both in Hillsborough County. So the case has been referred to the U.S. Postal Inspection Service. And I mean, it's really getting ugly. But like I said a little bit earlier, this kind of behavior is going to convince Trump voters to stay silent, not answer polls, not raise their hands when somebody's doing a count. And that means all of these corporate media polls are way, way off in favor of Joe Biden. Okay, now another story on the same topic. This is in Blabberbuzz. Apparently, Trump fans are being targeted with these messages threatening to burn down their houses as revenge if the president were to win the election. And apparently the letter says, "Dear neighbor, you've been identified by our group as being a Trump supporter. Your address has been added to our database as a target when we attack should Trump not concede the election." And it went on to say that they hope the insurance is paid up and covers house fires. And it's a terror campaign is what it is. And that's even under the definitions of the USA Patriot Act. Which is terroristic threats to change the political course of the country is an act of terrorism under the USA Patriot Act. So I hope they find who sent out these letters and send them down to Guantanamo. I think that would be an appropriate behavior. Okay, over in Colorado, an executive at a biotech company used her corporate email account to accuse Midwesterners of being retarded after a huge crowd showed up at a Michigan Trump rally. And apparently Gary Nilund, the mayor of Norton Shores, Michigan, where Trump visited Saturday, posted the message on Facebook. And it was sent by Pam Stevenson's director of business development for Pixent Labs. So it's intense out there. I mean, we're seeing all these videos of people just going completely postal over the election. The Biden people are melting down. Anyway, all right. The committee overseeing the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett will be holding their vote tomorrow. It's expected she's going to squeak through along party lines here. They're looking at the final confirmation vote in the Senate next Monday. And if that vote goes through, and at last count it will, then she will be sitting on the Supreme Court before the election actually happens. Now, we mentioned yesterday that Chuck Schumer tried to put in a motion to adjourn the Senate until after the election, with the exception if they needed to come back to deal with the COVID-19 bailout. That motion was voted down, not surprisingly here. Getting on to COVID-19, which is still out there and still being politicized like this, Dr. Anthony Fauci wants us to sacrifice and give up our traditions and time with family this year. He's specifically focused on Thanksgiving right now. Halloween is pretty much dead and gone, at least around here. They're just saying it's just not worth it. Next, it'll be Christmas. So I think it's time to rename him Dr. Anthony Grinch, the Grinch who wrecked Christmas here. Down in Brazil, a volunteer in the AstraZeneca and Oxford coronavirus vaccine trial has died. No details are being shared as to the patient's name, age, sex, race, or whether the death was related to the vaccine or an unrelated pre-existing condition. We're going to take another break for commercials and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show here, and we're going to keep on reporting news for a little while longer before we open the phone lines, because there is so much going on, and we need to just sort of get through it here. Turning to the international news now, apparently Israel is involved in the violence in Azerbaijan, Armenia, Nagorno-Karabakh, and apparently Israel is looking at this as a way of once again poking at Iran to try and provoke some kind of a response. But apparently, you know, a lot of countries are pouring weapons in there, and it's just contributing to the suffering and death and crippling of the people over there who really don't deserve this kind of thing. All righty. Turkey has evacuated one of their observation stations in Syria's northwestern Hama province that had been encircled by Syrian government forces. Good reason to leave, I think. So the outpost in Morek had been Turkey's largest in the province. It's now under the control of Syria's President Assad. All right. Over in Israel, specifically in Palestine, we've been reporting lately about all the bulldozing of lands with food crops on them, the banning of Palestinians from harvesting their olives. And now, apparently, illegal Israeli colonists have invaded Palestinian farmlands and olive orchards north and east of the northern West Bank city of Nablus, flooding them with raw sewage in order to make them unusable. And that's something that the Israelis like to do, is just pour their raw sewage over anybody and anything they don't like. And Mohammed Azem, the mayor of Sebastia, Palestinian town north of Nablus, said the colonists came from Shavai Shamron illegal colony, which was built on stolen Palestinian lands. So, tacky, just tacky. Okay, economic news here for a little bit. Boeing has announced, in fact, it announced back on the 1st, it is going to end the production of the 787 Dreamliner jet in Everett, Washington. And they're going to be consolidating the aircraft's manufacture at its facility in Charleston, South Carolina. This is going to be a major hit to the economy of the state of Washington. Now, when Claire and I lived in Washington, we lived in North Bend, and practically everybody we knew worked one way or the other for Boeing. And we got to go down to Boeing Field. We got to tour the museum there, and we got to see the facility building the jets. It is a monster facility. And if that is being shut down, that is going to be a major blow to the state's economy. And Boeing is basically saying they want to be working in a state without Democrat lunatics who raise taxes and punish businesses, which does seem to be what Washington State has gotten into in the years since we left. All righty, getting on over to immigration and globalism and other things. Boris Johnson is threatening Great Britain will leave the EU with no deal if Brussels fails to change their stance in talks. Now, the latest word we're getting is that the talks are back on again. So there may be help for that. But apparently the EU is preparing for the worst, and that if Great Britain leaves without a deal that Brussels approves of, they're going to freeze out Great Britain, the United Kingdom, from trading opportunities, and saying the risk to the UK supply chains could be significant. Now, I remember way, way, way back when this was heating up, Donald Trump made a promise that there would be a trade deal with the United States, you know, if Great Britain left the EU. Okay. Apparently, Encore at Wynn Las Vegas is going to be shut for 3 days a week due to lack of guests amid fears the Strip could soon be a thing of the past. And I was seeing an article on Fox News a little earlier today that the California amusement parks like Disneyland are going to remain closed for months because there is simply nobody showing up because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And I'm sure the high price of admission is another aspect there. And the last time Claire and I tried to go to Disneyland, we changed our mind before we ever got to the gate because they had security set up and they were going through purses and everything. And, you know, I can't have a, you know, fun time at Disneyland if I'm treated like a POW getting in and out. Okay, we are going to open up the phone lines now. Area code 512-248-8252. And we're going to take a phone call from Chance in West Virginia. Hello, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hello, Michael. I hope David from Boston calls. And I heard that Antifa mobs last night in downtown Boston demonstrated and actually were practicing occult rituals in public. So okay. maybe David could call up and fill the listeners in on this. And before I let you go, Michael, I got to say one thing that's really, really bothering me. You know, okay. I'm getting real damn sick and tired of all these people calling others trolls and shills. Let me straighten these people out about the real definition of a troll and a shill. They're the ones who belittle others if they dare break from the fake, phony, fraud, Democrat, Republican, left-right paradigm. They are the kosher and the neocon Trotskyite Judas goats who want to keep all the others on the plantations at all costs. At this point, I really can't tell who's worse, the murderous communist left or the so-called conservative brain-challenged right. They're brothers in arms, and they don't even know it. Or do they? They thrive on the battle and not the victory. And that's all I got to say. And thank you for taking my call, Michael.
All right. Well, you're welcome. Thank you very much for the phone call. Getting on back to the news here. Apparently, between the fire and the pandemic and the high taxes and the general craziness in the streets, Californians are starting to buy up houses in Hawaii sight unseen. And this is going to drive housing prices through the roof over there in the islands. But apparently they're all getting ready to split on out there to Hawaii. I just hope that they like it when they get there, because it's a liberal state. And it's been getting a little crazy out there. I mean, the lockdowns for COVID-19 out there are worse than they are in California. Okay, now apparently there is trouble in the American oil and gas industry. It's being referred to as a massacre. Bankruptcies have hit a new milestone as bigger companies let go. And apparently the amount of secured and unsecured debts, loans and bonds, filings in the third quarter by U.S. oil and gas companies at $34 billion pushed the total oil and gas bankruptcy debt for 2020 to $89 billion, according to data compiled by law firm Haynes and Boone. So, of course, I can understand what's going on out there. We're all staying home. We're not driving our cars. We're not traveling. We're not using up jet fuel. We're not using up, diesel fuel for cruise ships. Demand for oil and gas is really cratered, and that's why they're in trouble here. Over in San Francisco, apparently the third Walgreens in a year is closing down due to rampant shoplifting. And this is what happens when you allow chaos to prevail in liberal-run cities. But apparently, there's massive amounts of shoplifting going on, and if you try and interfere, you're accused of being a racist. And we saw that also happening in New York's trendier parts of their shopping district here. And in San Francisco, they're just shutting the stores. They can't afford the losses from the shoplifting here. Okay, now then, goodbye middle class here. Half of all American workers made less than $34,248 last year. The middle class is going away. So I don't know who the government thinks is going to be paying for everything, especially the Green New Deal, because the ultra rich aren't going to want to pay for it. And they've got the means to avoid the taxes, and the working poor, they don't have anything. So if you've erased your middle class, you've erased a major part of your revenue stream. Somebody wasn't really thinking very clearly along that line. Apparently, France and the United States are on the brink of a new trade war. This is over the Google tax. Such tensions could trigger a trade war, which would reduce world gross domestic product. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take another phone call from Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Mike, I watched a little bit of Trump rally yesterday in Pennsylvania, and then I had to turn it off. I mean, I just just disgusts me, you know? He's bragging about the murder of Soleimani again. He actually praised the idea that he said that he didn't give the Stolen Heights to Israel because it's not for him to give. But he accepted the fact Stolen Heights is part of Israel. And, of course, he's pushing that damn vaccine, okay?
Yeah.
I want to ask you MAGA heads and you idiots, you from what's that also called QAnon. I want to ask you fools something. You actually, do you support the vaccines, okay? Do you support using our military to kill, rob, and create havoc around the world? Do you actually think that we were supposed to be an empire, okay, an evil empire at that? Because that's not the America I know, and I'm not, when I served in the military, that's not the military I thought I was serving in, okay? You actually believe that, you guys, okay? And I'm three of you right here on this show that's always talking about praising Trump, if you have anything bad to say about the man, you just you're a traitor. Or
okay,
this,
well,
that,
Mark,
whatever else,
Mark,
nonsense, yeah.
Mark, let me come on in here, and you know what's missing in the equation is how would it be different under a President Biden? And I hate to point out the obvious here, but as we've observed over the last 30, 40, 50 years, it doesn't matter who the president is. The war machine continues to move forward and the war agenda with it. And the sad reality is that presidents really are not able to control that simply because they don't even call it war anymore. It's a police action or it's an intervention or some other language to get around the constitutional requirement that only Congress can declare a war. As far as the vaccine is concerned, again, Trump is saying it will not be mandatory. Biden is saying it will be.
Well, Mike, again, I'm telling you, as bad as Trump is, I'm going to have to vote for him because you're right. Biden would be 10 times worse. Okay.
There's okay.
Really
then
no
why don't you call on in and bash on Biden?
Well, by saying that, I mean, he's as bad as it gets. I mean, he's part of the military industrial complex. He supported the war in Iraq. He's actually mostly responsible for passing that bankruptcy reform bill, one of the reasons why mm-hmm. people can't even get out of their student loans. The man's a shill. He's nothing. And on top of that, we're finding out, I knew he was a crook anyway. I knew this thing with Ukraine by his own words. He showed what a crook
yes.
he is. Okay? He's guilty on this beyond, not beyond a reasonable doubt, beyond a shadow of a doubt, because his own words here at the Council of Foreign Relations, of all things, another crook organization, globalist organization. The man's a total useless crook, and so is Kamala Harris. Okay?
Yes.
These people are no good. Tulsi Gabbard showed Harris up in 1 minute when she went on the stage there. All right? No, I don't, God forbid, I do not want these clowns in there. But I'm not going to go and praise Trump either because he's done a lot of bad stuff and continues even to brag about it at his rallies. You have no right.
Okay, well, Mark, we're not asking you to praise Trump. But if you're going to vote for Trump, it means that somewhere in your heart of hearts, you want him to win. And I would respectfully request that your future phone calls between now and Election Day focus on why Biden shouldn't be voted for.
Okay, I gave you a bunch of reasons why Biden shouldn't be voted for. And one good thing, a couple of good things about Trump, he has taken on the globalist on certain things. He got us
yes.
right out of TPP, which is great. He got us out of the stupid Paris climate accord.
Yes.
He's not, at least he's not pushing mandatory masks and mandatory vaccines. Of course, with all the vaccines that are going to be available, who knows what may be pushed. On top of that, the mandatory he may start with mandatory testing because he got all these test kits. These tests aren't worth anything. But Biden already says it right there. He will do it. Biden
yes.
is a scumbag of the worst type, Mike. Okay? The man should be nowhere near the White House. He should be in a jailhouse. All right?
That's yes,
where
I agree.
Where's crackhead son? All right? I have no
yes.
use for Bob. Believe me, I do not want that man. By the way, I'm losing friends by the numbers on my whatever Facebook I got left there.
Yes.
Either big-time Trump supporters are unfriending me or certain liberals that I have, including relatives of mine. I'm a fascist. I'm a Nazi. I'm all kinds of stuff. You know what I mean? I'm all these things.
Yes.
But you know what? I try to stand for what I believe in, okay? I can't even mouth it now on YouTube because they suspended me from even making any YouTube videos. I've been a long time suspended from Twitter. So I'm trying other things. I'm trying like BitChute and a couple other things, you know?
Yes.
Parler. But that's the way it goes because I speak my mind. I look at...
By the way, for everybody who's going on out there, it's pronounced parlay, which is French for
parlay,
speaking.
Okay.
Yeah, and I know
all
it's
right.
spelled parlor, and I've even seen corporate media make that mistake. But they had the head of the company on Fox News the other day who clarified it's pronounced parlay.
What I do believe, Mike, is this. If Trump does get in, at least then maybe show you got a pair. First thing you do is take down these miserable technocrats. Take down these billionaires once and for all. get a law in there that we can tax the billionaires, even tax their wealth, and especially these technocrats that run these horrible corporate companies like Facebook, Twitter, Google. By the way, folks, you don't have to use Google, okay? I got DuckDuckGo now. I've had them for a few months now. And I'm very happy with them, okay?
Yes.
The more people get off of some of these things, the better off you all are, all right?
Yeah.
People are no good. You're criminals. This country is right now run by criminals. That's why things are so bad. Another thing Trump should do, and he should do it right now, is unlock this country. And then tell these states that refuse to unlock that he's going to cut off all aid to these states, period. We even started
all right, well, Mark,
some of these things. I don't care.
Mark, we've got to let you go. We've got to take a break for commercials. We've got other callers waiting, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right back to the phones to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike, I think you spoke for the whole audience when you told Mark, why don't you talk about Biden once in a while? Because that's the truth. I mean, for somebody that says he's going to vote for Trump, he sure spends a lot of time running Trump down. And one other thing to Mark is, like, I'll guarantee you it's not one of us dumb MAGA supporters that are the reason you're off YouTube and off Twitter. You're being censored by probably Biden supporters there, buddy. It's not us, but you certainly seem to have a lot of hostility towards us MAGA supporters. You know, you call us names, and then you tell us, which I don't believe, but that's what you say, you're going to vote for Trump. But that's what Seminole callers are taught to do. You know, and real quick, and about the wars, I mean, I think for as a peace candidate, I think Trump has done a pretty good job in 4 years. He didn't really start any new wars. He's toned down a lot of the places in the world. Like, it doesn't seem like there's going to be a war with North Korea or pulling out of Afghanistan. Syria went from, you know, hundreds of thousands of people being killed every year to pretty much hardly anything. You know, so, I mean, to say, like, Trump is a warmonger, I think that, you know, it's not as far along as I would have hoped. But he's also got the whole military-industrial complex and the generals fighting him every step of the way. So I think he's done relatively well. And, you know, for his hysterics about how bad it is, I think he should have looked at, like, Obama, you know, the Nobel Peace Prize winner and the seven wars he started, or what Hillary would have done, probably be in war with Russia by now, maybe North Korea. You know, she's as big of a Zionist, you know, fighting it. You know, and that's the other thing, really, is Israel hasn't really started any wars with Trump as president, have they? That's kind of interesting. So, you know, I think he's done a pretty good job. I think that's the wrong, like, thing to attack Trump on, is the wars. I think maybe Mark should find something else which is a little more realistic. But I really wanted to talk about is the leftists, how they destroy, like, how Boeing's leaving Washington because, basically, let's face it, because of the lefties out there. You know, and then the shoplifting, you can't even go to the store. So what's going to happen? Walgreens is going to pull out of all their stores in San Francisco, and then they're going to complain about racism. You know, I mean, you know what's going to happen there. You know, it's the economics of leftism is really it's killing their own, and it serves them right. I mean, you know, the red.
Hello, Joe.
The blue. Yeah.
There you are. Yeah, you dropped out for a second there.
Maybe my ear hit the mute button or something, but it's the economics of these lefties. They're killing their own, like, homes, their own nests, New York and all these lefty cities. You know, they invite these, they get these DAs at George Soros. It's really amazing that they can't see it because they're so ideologically deluded, whether it's Trump derangement syndrome or the racism issue or the feminism issue. They really are you know, they just put everything aside and there's no common sense. There really is
Joe, I got to put you on hold. All right.
Oh, okay.
So don't hang up. I'll come right back to you after station identification.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC. Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.